And then the other issue you mentioned was reporting requirements for CAFOs, and as I understand it, this would take it to a kind of a whole new level as far as what cattlemen need to do.
Yeah, you're right. The Section 308 on the Clean Water Act authorizes the EPA to get information from point sources. And some CAFOs do qualify as point sources. Some do not. The information request that EPA has proposed, they proposed in October, actually goes out to all CAFOs. So that includes those that are discharging, those that are not discharging. And based on the Fifth Circuit's decision last March, EPA does not have that full authority that they're trying to use here. And so we have made our feelings very, very clear in our comments that we submitted along with many other livestock organizations in January. Not only are they going beyond their authority under the Clean Water Act in making this request, but they're also putting at risk all of our operations, because their plan is that they have required CAFOs across the country to submit this laundry list of information, which includes latitude and longitude or address of your production area. This information will be uploaded to EPA's website on an easily searchable database, and that is accessible across the globe. So that raises numerous concerns, one of which is harassment by environmentalist extremist groups here in the States, as well as terrorist attacks, you know, from foreign and domestic entities. So those are some serious concerns. Homeland Security has raised these same concerns, and we are hoping that the EPA recognizes these valid concerns dealing with the security of our food industry, and will pull back this rule.
In his State of the Union address, the president talked about, you know, wanting to get rid of unnecessary regulations and regulatory burdens. But at the same time, it seems like we keep hearing of new ones coming around. So who's telling the truth here?
Well, you know, there have been thousands of rules and regulations that have come out of this administration. And more than other administrations, they have been significant, you know, economically significant regulations. And that we see a lot of them are created through settlement agreements with environmentalists. So we call those sweetheart agreements that require the agency then to promulgate a rule that they may not even have authority to do under the law. The 308 comment, the information gathering request, is actually part of one such settlement agreement with environmentalists, where they didn't settle with the industry petitioners, they did settle with the environmentalist petitioners, and they agreed to promulgate this rule. And so that's obviously extremely concerning, and we only see the agency engaging in more of those agreements and promulgating more rules where industry is not at the table, and that are going to be economically devastating to the cattle industry and agriculture as a whole.